115-25 and 115-183. Property is located on the south side of Lakeview Road within the Lake. 911 address is 29114 Lakeview Drop Road in Millsboro. The zoning R1, the tax parcel is District 130, map 19, parcel 27. 7-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch. Opposition and zero no.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
It's Rochelia Thorpe, 29114 Lakeview Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You may present your case, ma'am.
In aesthetic reasons, we wanted to add a front porch to our home. We're doing other renovations to our home, and I live on a triangular lot. There's less that can be done in the rear, and I did not know of the setback in the front yard. So I never really thought it would be a problem, but I'm an only child, and as my parents age, I just know that that would be an easier access is the front porch. So, you know, it's not any other reason for, that I can come, you know, to you all with. But I had written something, and I don't know if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Good evening, members of the board. As previously stated in the letter, we had presented with our application for the said variance. We are here today seeking approval in the addition of a front porch to our property in size 6.5 feet by 15. This entire project has stood still now since the visitor, that the inspection had been done, issuing that a stop be put to the construction of the front porch addition due to the setback. We are here today, for he had approved the other renovations we had planned to do, but the circumstances with the way that we are having it all done, with a new roof and siding, windows, et cetera, it would result in a larger price increase to come back to do what would have been a seamless job in completing all of the other entities together. We are now 5 months in and waiting on approval on the front porch variance to have the project restart. As I said before, I am an only child, and am making provisions for my mom and stepfather should they need to come and live with us in their aging years, as the porch would make it an easier entrance to our home while also adding value to our property. Our property doesn't interfere with any other neighbor's sight lines, as we are surrounded by woods on both sides, and also the rear and frontage only faces County Road 412. We are not in a development. We thank you for your time.
Questions?
Ms. Thorpe, the, looking at the survey of your property, and it is unique with a triangle, we're showing a property line that runs parallel to Lakeview Road, and it appears to be a distance between the property line and the edge of paving before, when you get to the road itself. Do you have an estimate about how much distance that may be?
I know that they made a mistake when they first did the set, you know, had the setback written up. I was told that in the office, so I don't know, you know, quite what the discrepancy was, but.
Well, as we look at this, as we look at this survey, and again, the long part of the triangle running parallel to Lakeview, it appears to be a distance between your property line and the edge of paving. And I'm curious as to, I mean, we have a scale of an inch being 50 feet, and so I'm thinking that, well, I'd like to know what you think.
We're extending 6.5 feet from the front door?
No, ma'am.
Is that what you're?
I'm looking for your estimation of what the distance may be from your property line, which is that thick black line right there.
From here?
To that edge of paving.
I
I'm being honest, Mr. Carson, I don't know. I don't like distance things. This is my first time doing this, you know. I'm just not.
I'm trying to sight it in, but if we have an inch at 50 feet.
Maybe Ms. Norwood can help us.
Looks like it scales to about 15 feet.
Okay. So would your guess be 15 feet?
I'll agree with Ms. Norwood.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a homeowners association there?
There's not.
Not, okay. When was the house built?
1995.
95.
Taking occupancy in December of 1995.
Is it well and septic?
There is a well and septic.
Where are they located at?
The well, if you're facing my house, is to the right, probably, I want to say maybe 20 feet in, maybe okay. 17. Like I said, I'm not good with measuring, but that's where the well is. Septic is in the rear.
Okay.
No mound.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
I have not talked to my neighbors. Like I said, Mr. Corman, it's we live in a triangular lot, so all both sides and the rear are wooded. So we're not impeding on anyone's sight lines for water or, you know what I mean? Like aesthetically, it's not going to bother them. So I didn't see a need. We don't have anybody, if we're standing at, you know, at my front door to the left, we don't have anyone that lives beside us. But then Lakewood Estates starts their issuance of properties.
So did you sign, you paid a contractor to do this work?
Yes.
Did they sign for the building permits?
He asked me to take the building permits. So I'm the one who brought the information and the plans in. Everything was.
Did you sign that? Did you sign
I did.
For the permits? He's not here. The contractor's not here today.
He isn't here.
Fortunate. All the questions I have for now.
So who brought this to your attention?
The inspector, when he came to the house, I mean, I was unaware of any problem that would happen because I thought that from your front door to, you know, the ditch, is your property. I didn't know of any setbacks. Like I said, this is the first time I've ever, you know, we've ever done an addition to the house since the house was built in 1995. Sure. So, and he didn't explain anything really, you know, he just said, what is the reason that you want the front porch? He had approved the addition off the side and off the back, but not the front porch.
Understood.
The front porch that you proposed looks like it's coming right out of the front door.
Right.
You have a set of steps that's going to step down into the porch, or?
We had a set of steps, and then they took those away because they were going to go ahead and pour, you know, do the footers. But when the inspector came and said, you know, nay to that, then.
So the set of steps that you had coming from the house looks to be 5 or 6 feet?
They were 5 feet out, and then there was a sidewalk. So you see my question. I didn't understand why there was, we were just told that a covered structure was not allowed. And I just was like, so the roof is the problem? I didn't understand that. So because of, you know, the sidewalk and the steps coming out that far, and I thought, well, we're only doing the 6.5. It's not like we're doing a wraparound or we're going, you know, 10 feet out.
If I can maybe clarify.
I'm sorry.
Open and an unclosed steps or decks, they're allowed to encroach up to 5 feet into a setback area. Once you put a roof over it, that changes, they have to comply with the setback at that point. So if you had open steps that came out further, they may have been okay. I'm not sure that they were or they weren't, but they may have been. And then, but once you enclose it or propose to enclose it, that's when the setbacks change a little. I do have a question. Ms. Norwood, I know the applicant said that the house is built in 95, and when I look at it, it's 38.5 feet. Was there a CO issued for that? Has that been handled administratively?
That's correct.
All right, so we don't need a variance for the existing dwelling. Did you build the house, or was it there when you bought the property?
No, it was not there when we bought the property.
Okay.
It was built off-site at Shawnee Homes and then brought on-site to put together.
All right, but you didn't place the house there?
No, sir.
And because the house itself is closer to the front yard setback as well, but because a CO had been issued in 1995, the county has an administrative corrective process. So there's no additional variance that's needed for the house. Mr. Lovengooth had asked you a question about the steps. Does this porch go any farther, closer to the road than those steps that you had previously did?
Not the steps and the sidewalk.
Okay.
The steps and the sidewalk together.
So it's within the footprint of the steps and the sidewalk. Okay. All right. All right. I don't think I have any other questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
If that concludes your presentation, ma'am, you may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
Mr. Chair, I actually do have another question for Ms. Thorpe before I forget. So the porch is within the footprint of the existing steps and the existing sidewalk, correct?
Yes.
Are there any steps that come from that into the front yard or the side yard? To the porch. I guess my question is, how would you access the porch? Mm-hmm.
Two steps will then go to the landing of the porch.
All right. Are they going to be within that same footprint, or will they project closer to the road?
I was hoping they'd be in the same footprint, Mr.
Okay.
But like I said, if he's not here, so.
Well, it looks like, you know, the draw, and this is where I was a little confused. The drawing shows steps and a landing kind of coming out of your house. Like you walk out of your house, there's a landing, and then there's a couple steps. But then there's like a porch to the left. Is that how you're contemplating it as well? Or is it porch and then two steps? And I just want to make sure that we have the proper variance we're requesting.
The front door is here, and then there would be porch to the end of where the home is, from the front door to the end of the home. Not the garage, the attached garage, but to the end of the home. And then that would be the 15 foot. And then the 6.5 would be in the front.
Okay, so would that 6.5 be on top of where the porch is or next to it? Perhaps it might be easier if I show it to you. You look up here on the plan, is there a way to blow that up a little bit?
May I ask, will your steps face your driveway for the new porch, or will your steps face Lakeview?
I had thought aesthetically that they would be in the front. So if it is an issue.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that we're capturing all the variances that you may need. This is the drawing that we currently have that shows, by that calculation, the porch would be 31.3 feet from the road, which would be an 8.7-foot variance, if my math's right. And then, but you see how there's like a landing and steps, and then the porch kind of goes to the left as you're coming out of the house. I want to make sure that that's what you're proposing, and then that's what you're going to do, versus steps that are either projecting farther from the porch or in a different location. We want to make sure that we have that captured in whatever your application is, so that if the board were to approve it and then you were to build it, you didn't have to come back later because the steps were in a you know, different location than what you thought.
I would want to stay in the guidelines of what you all would want me to do. So if they would be rather on the side, and it would be better, so that they would stay within that 6.5.
So that box, they'll fit in that box, is what you're saying. That sidewalk step out to the driveway, that box will have the porch and the steps.
That was my plan.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we were clear on that. Thank you for that. Sorry,
Mr.
Chair.
Did you need a
copy
of the plans, Mr. Sharp?
I don't know. Do we have those in the record, Ms. Norwood? If you wanted to submit those, you're certainly welcome to do that. You would just give them to Ms. Norwood, and she can hand them to the board.
Ms. Thorpe, while you're still up there, and Mr. Sharp, we expanded the size of the, if I'm looking at this, if your porch is approved, it appears as though it will not come out as far towards Lakeview Road as the existing sidewalk originally did.
Just shy.
Okay.
Mr. Parker, just shy.
All right. Thank you.
If you would like to submit these, you can give those to Ms. Norwood, but you will not get them back.
Board members, and Ms. Thorpe, I'm just looking at this. It looks like those steps, based on this drawing, would still come out about 2 feet.
Ms. Thorpe, if you could come forward. You would.
Or I shouldn't say 2 steps, so whatever that step calculation would be. So if you, we're just looking at the plans that you have here, and this is quite helpful because it gives us a little more visual of what you're proposing. It looks like there would be, if you're facing the house, 2 steps into the porch, and you know your first floor dwelling would be access to that. So those 2 steps would be presumably 2 feet closer, or whatever the measurements here would be. So there would be an additional variance needed for that. And that would be 10.7 feet, I think, if my math's right, Ms. Norwood, if it was 2 feet.
Right, if you're adding 2 feet.
So we would have to measure that based on the scale to verify, but that's what that would come out to. So I just wanted you to be aware that this drawing is a little different than what you had stated.
Okay.
All right. And this is your plan, though, right, to use this?
That is it, yes.
Okay, all right. So, all right, we'll correct the record for that then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ma'am, if you would, I have one last question in regards to, as the steps are coming out, as Mr. Sharp had proposed in the drawings, are you going to then add a sidewalk on the front, in front of the porch to the driveway?
it will align with the steps. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
As another option, would you be willing to put the steps at the other end of the porch onto the driveway instead of the front of the house?
We could do that. I mean, if that's what the county approved.
Just didn't know where you were.
It is an option, yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13082 for Mrs. Worshila Thorpe and entertain a motion.
Chairman, you asked for and against, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Okay.
According to my check marks here, I did.
What was the variance again with it was the 8 foot and then included the steps? What did
that come to? My math was 8.7 feet from the 40 foot front yard setback for the porch and a 10.7 foot variance from the 40 foot front yard setback for the steps. That one I would suggest be subject to staff's review of the drawings to confirm the size of it based on the plans that they gave us. That number might be, you know, if the steps are a little larger or smaller, it may have a little difference. But I'm guessing they're a foot each.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13082 for Ms. Shella E. Thorpe for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. I guess, like we were saying, so that the variance will be subject to staff's findings. And the property does have unique physical conditions due to the shape and the distance between the property line and the edge of pavement. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovengood?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So you voted 5-0, your case is approved. We need a 5-minute recess. We'll meet back here at 7:07.